most of the Native artists that I know, including myself, work in community. So we're trying to set up just a community space where people can come in, work on their projects, but also view what other people are doing and get ideas and inspiration for not just your project that you're working on, but also give inspiration and ideas to somebody else. We've got weavers, we've got folks who are doing some beading, carving. There's somebody who's working on an octopus bag over in the corner there, and we've got kids that are coloring and doing different things.
I'm working on a plaque right now with killer whale designs on it, and the plaque goes with a pair of gold rings that I had carved, and it's a commission, and they'll be traveling to Florida as soon as I'm finished. This is bas-relief carving. It's following a certain set of rules, and it's an art form that is very, very old, at least 1,000 years old, probably older. It's a lot of fun to learn how to do, and it's easy to get lost in when composing the designs.
I'm painting with watercolor and pen and ink today. It's of a passion flower that I drew when I was in Vancouver. It's sort of a violet color, but there are hues of blue in it, and blue-violet, and basically the stalk is just the shades of green. I didn't come too prepared today. This is my first day coming, but it's great. It's a great space, and I love meeting all the artists here and see what they're doing. It's inspirational.
I'm making rock and roll battle vests, most often made from like denim jackets with patches from like your favorite bands, usually shows that you've gone to, or other things that kind of represent who you are. They're not always rock and roll, political statements, artsy stuff. Usually I hunt for them on eBay, local thrift stores. I try to get them as cheap as possible. Usually the older the better. If they're kind of worn in, they look a lot cooler and they're more comfortable.